We've now moved down to the stockroom of the Kosher Dining Hall, where I'd like to transition from giving you a brief outline to the kosher and halal laws to looking at how do we actually tell that products are kosher or halal and the various systems that are used. The simplest way to tell that a product is kosher or halal is because the product has the word kosher or halal prominently marked on the package. In most cases, however, the food industry has chosen to use symbols rather than the words kosher and halal. And there is a whole system of symbols called hechshers for the kosher products that we will be looking at as we work through this section. Some cases, products move without a kosher marking on the product, particularly when products are being moved from one company to another company, that is, ingredients that will be used for further processing, for further manufacturing, there is a system of letters. And in the commercial trade, even when a product has a marking on the product package, there's still generally a letter backing it up. One of the important points for people who are serious about keeping kosher halal is that you cannot tell whether a product is kosher or not, or halal or not, simply by reading the ingredients. The ingredients should be consistent with the product, that is, it should have the same status as the product, that is, if it's a meat product, it should have meat ingredients and no dairy ingredients. And sometimes you will find that product labels are not consistent, and that means it's time to ask somebody a question, because the product label and the symbols should be consistent. The first product that I'd like to show you today is a Pepperidge Farm cookie. Notice that the Heckscher, the large circle U, which is the largest kosher supervision agency, and happens to be the agency that Cornell is using to supervise the Kosher Dining Hall, is the same size as the net weight statement. Instead of just burying it somewhere back in the product, and we'll look at some products later where it's a little more buried, it is clearly being used as an advertising symbol. There are those, as we will talk more later, who look at this as a sign of quality. And so in this case, Pepperidge Farm is advertising it, putting it up front, making it even larger than the net weight statement in the front of the package. The second package is also an OU product. It's Heinz Vegetarian Beans, which has a circle U on the front panel where you might expect to see it. But if you look in the text on the label, and a label, remember, for a canned product is a very valuable piece of real estate and does not have a lot of room to tell you a lot of things, especially now that we have all those other requirements like nutritional labeling that has to go on. And you'll notice that Heinz is bragging about the fact that they were the original Circle U product and that they've had the symbol for over 60 years. This is factually correct. This was the first commercial product to have a Heckscher, and has had it for the entire 60 to 70 years that Heinz has been selling vegetarian beans. And so this is, again, using the Heckscher not only to provide information to people of the Jewish faith, but also to serve as an advertising, as a quality mark. So who actually provides kosher supervision? We have a number of different agencies that are providing this service. At this time, there are actually 445 agencies on the most recent list that I just obtained. These agencies may be communal, that is, they may represent a collection of congregations across the country, such as the OU. They may be owned by the community, such as the Baltimore community, which we'll look at their symbol shortly. Or they may be privately owned, that is, some rabbi and or his family own the business, and it's a business, and it's a way that they earn their living providing kosher supervision. In addition to the national agencies that try to cover products all over the country, there are local community organizations that supervise products at relatively local levels. In some cases, over time, companies that they were supervising that were local facilities have become national, and so these symbols sometimes will appear on national products because historically they came from a particular region. Examples of that, for example, are both Friendly Ice Cream and Hood Dairy products, which came from Boston and were under the supervision of the VOD of Boston, the local community organization. But as these companies got bigger, their symbol basically moved with them. And finally, we have individual rabbis who are both Orthodox and in a few cases conservative, who also provide supervision. Often these products will be marked with the generic K. That is, they won't indicate the specific rabbi, but will simply tell you that they are kosher. Now, in the case of the K, that means that you don't really know who's in charge. In all of the other cases, they use a symbol which is actually a trademark. In the case of the U.S. symbols, they are actually registered with the trademark office of the U.S. government, and therefore your right to use such a symbol is controlled by a legal contract between you and the supervision agency, and therefore if you were to use it improperly, you would be subject to legal action. I'd now like to take you to a few products right here in the stockroom to show you some of the main supervision symbols and take advantage of the fact that we're at the Kosher Dining Hall. The first is a Circle U product, and you can see the Circle U. It has the large letter P, which actually means it's acceptable for Passover. Again, there's these additional markings that help you tell what the status is. But in fact, it's actually a product from Israel, and it's under the supervision of a rabbinical group over there. And then in addition, the Circle U is then superimposed and has also done its supervision. And you see it also directly printed on the package. And a number of the products here, for example, this one here is Circle U D, the D indicating that it's dairy. So that if you wanted to have only a dairy product and not a meat product, you can look for the D. And if you're allergic to dairy products, for example, you could avoid products that have the D on them. This product has a circle, has a star K. This is a group out of Baltimore. Actually, if I turn it around, we have a little better shot at it. This product is under the supervision of a group that comes out of Baltimore and is a communal group. The next two are symbols of what are two of the national private agencies, the first being the Tuff K out of Teaneck, New Jersey, which has the Hebrew letter for kosher or K, and so that people understand that it's a kosher mark, they also have the K in it. And you'll notice in this case they've used the word parv. Obviously maraschino cherries, there are some issues with the colorant, but they have used a kosher colorant, and therefore the product has no animal product, and therefore it is parv. And finally, we have a product that has the Circle K, which is the fourth of the large major mainstream kosher supervision agencies. And this is a group out of Brooklyn, New York, that uses the Circle K. Finally, we have the products with the generic K. The generic K is just the letter K. It cannot be trademarked, so you don't know who owns it. Some of the products, such as Tabasco sauce, which is what I'm holding, are known by the rabbis to be made to a standard that is equivalent to the normative mainstream standard. There is no problems with it. Other products with a K may have rabbis whose standards do not meet that normative mainstream standard, in which case you, for example, would not find it in this pantry, because they are aware that there are problems with certain types of products with a K. The final symbol that package that I want to show you is again on the slides. It's an unusual product in that it is a widely available national product. Master's Choice is A&P, Walbaum's, Food Emporium, and Loblaws in Canada. And it is a spaghetti sauce, and it contains meat, and the meat it contains is kosher. And yet it is not a specialty product just for the Jewish market. It's marked as Circle U Glot. The word glot is used for smooth lungs. We talked about meat having a lung inspection. And if there are no problems with the lungs, the normative mainstream groups insist on no more than one or two adhesions on the lungs and still being intact. And if that meat passes, it becomes glot. And in this case, for a product that is widely sold, mainly to non-Jews, the product actually contains meat. That's quite unusual. Most of the kosher products you're going to find on the store's shelves are going to be parv or dairy, unless you go into the specialized kosher section, where you will then find some meat products. One of the interesting new happenings in the kosher and halal world has been the presence of dual certified products. That is, a product with both a kosher marking and a halal marking. And in this case, we are showing you a product that is under the supervision of Rabbi Soloveitchik in Chicago, and is also under the supervision of the Islamic Food and Nutrition Council of America, which is also Chicago-based. It's the Crescent M, and we've asked them, and they've been very kind to include a crescent so that people would recognize that it is not a kosher mark, because there are other letters besides the K that are put in, and a U, that are put in a circle for kosher. There's a circle V, and a few others, and so the crescent is sort of to alert you that it's a halal mark. And you'll notice on this particular package, which is very much being marketed to both the kosher and halal market, that the kosher and halal are both also marked in English, Hebrew, and Arabic, and highlighted, as I said, to indicate that these are kosher and halal. These are actually interesting products in that these were developed in conjunction with the U.S. military. These meals are currently available to the military forces for direct purchase, particularly as a field ration. These are shelf stable. They do not need refrigeration. They are able to be used for up to 2 years for some products, and some of these products are actually capable of sitting around and being used after 5 years. They're considered by the government to still be fully nutritionally qualified to feed soldiers. They are also available as a civilian product. It's been an exciting project to be involved in working with the military in providing both kosher and halal meals. And in fact, these very specific category of meals are currently being used to feed Muslim prisoners, for example, in Guantanamo Bay.